This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been having semi-regular conversations the past couple of years with a woman named Lydia Clark. She owns a cheese shop a mile or so from Marketplace World headquarters here in downtown Los Angeles. And I went to see her again last week, just a couple of minutes before she opened up for the day.
Superette, 363 South Broadway.
That's a new address as of 2 weeks ago. It's on a busy intersection, kitty corner from a high rise and about a block from Grand Central Market, where she had a cheese stall for 9 years. The new DTLA cheese has seating, it's got fresh produce, and pantry items like jams and chips.
Hi!
Hey, how are you?
Awesome!
Look at this place!
Look at it!
It's huge!
Yeah, actually, more importantly, look at this cheese.
Wait, is that tray for me?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Wait.
Are you guys still doing sandwiches? Because I'm counting on that for lunch.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Even more sandwiches.
It's really good to see you. How
Great
you been?
To see you.
How you been?
Yeah.
We're gonna hug.
Oh, so cool. Look at us.
Okay. All right. You're crying already. We just started.
I know. I'll pull it together.
That's
let's
okay.
Let's stand in front of the cheese.
All right. Let's stand in front of the cheese. Is that your happy place?
Yeah. I mean, look.
The first time we talked to Lydia Clark in December of 2020, the Trump administration had imposed a 25% tariff on dairy products from Europe, and there was a pandemic. And she told me then, straight out, that she didn't know how she was going to make payroll week to week. Things are different for her now. She's got about 10 more employees in the new store. It's a place, I'm just going to say, feels about 100 times bigger.
So is business that good?
More.
Is that what's going on?
I mean, I hope so. I hope we've made the right decision. But
okay, wait. How did you make the decision?
Yeah. Well, this space became
hope
available.
Hope is not a business strategy.
Yeah, hope is not. Yeah, but I remember.
For you,
I'm
though.
Not,
that's for you. That's,
yeah.
That's true.
I'm,
for you,
I'm not a good
is.
Businesswoman. I'm a woman that loves her business.
That is true.
You know?
So the space became available.
We opened a little tinned fish bar about a year ago.
I'm sorry, tinned fish?
Yeah. And cheese, of course.
Like sardines?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
and
get,
some
we'll
champagne.
Get, we'll get back
right?
to that.
Yeah. But so when the space became available, we were like, oh my gosh, how could we still stay on this block? I mean, I also live on this block.
Oh,
so
that
I've lived
helps.
On this block for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's like my home. And after these last years, and I mean, when I think back to when we first had a conversation, and it was like the fear of 20% tariff is laughable now. And then the fear of like, we're going to close in a week.
Yeah.
And now to be here and still like serving cheese and look at, I mean, all these like beautiful babies. Without a cheese shop, we still cut to order every piece of cheese.
Yeah.
So it gives all of our farmers and our cheesemakers a place to highlight what they make. And we get to tell their story. It's like, what an honor.
Let's talk business nuts and bolts here for
yes.
2 seconds. You had to invest in this place. You had to build it out.
Yeah.
You've got so much more inventory.
Yeah.
This was not a cheap decision for you, this woman running a small business.
No, it was not. We have some very good partners.
Okay.
That also saved us throughout the pandemic, too.
Good.
Had us cooking for hospitals and all of this. So when the space became available, we were able to bring them into the fold to, like, grow this space.
Do people come in and just kind of hang out? I mean, you've got seats and all that jazz, right?
People
the old place, you know, Grand Central Market's great, but there's a lot of hubbub. It's not a place where people, you know, can sit and enjoy and
no, this is relaxing. It's like peaceful.
Right.
It's calm. But the market, I mean, it's still so great to still be on the same block.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that this becomes a place where even when people are visiting, it's like when you see a cheese shop, it means somebody lives here.
Huh.
Because people, it's like you might eat street cheese, not off the street, but like, you know, you're cruising around.
I'm unfamiliar with that phrase, street cheese.
Yeah, street cheese. You know, you're just like cruising around, nibbling on a piece of cheese.
Fair enough.
You know, like, oh, I got a long day. I need some good protein. So, yeah. Life is always better with cheese.
You're like all cheese all the time.
Yeah, all cheese all the time.
Are you more stable now, I guess, is my question, right? You've made this big investment. You've moved. And emotions and cheese aside, you got to run a business. And and we can talk flippantly, I suppose, about your emotional investment in this, which has been demonstrated over the years, right? We've talked about that. But are you in a better place now for your business?
Yes. I know we can do it. We have the right team. We have the right people. It feels like the right time. There's so much excitement. So it's like the nuts. I know I keep talking emotion. It's like hard for me. It's so hard to separate it. It's like we'll work till it doesn't work. Like we'll sell this till it's like there's a lock on the door. I hope people come in here. I hope people think like shop small.
Did you do market research or did you say, I want to be near my apartment and near my old place.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'd like to walk places. The market research is just, I mean, I think we got a little
around,
bit of a...
Walking around, right? That's basically what you did.
The head start with opening Kippered next door, and that was when a friend was closing his bar. We just thought, like, oh my gosh, like our neighborhood can't lose a little bar.
All right, so we're going to the bar in a second, but I do want to touch on this. You are now more than just a cheesemonger, right? You're a little entrepreneurial hotspot here with the bar and the new place, right?
And then, you know, Cheese Cave in Claremont.
But
I think it's like all through the eyes of a cheesemonger. So it's like, what would a cheesemonger do, right? So
I'm sorry to laugh. What a cheesemonger. I'm going to get that on a bracelet.
Yeah, like it's just like if you, because a cheesemonger, it's like knowing the history. So it's not just a piece of cheese, even though it's just a piece of cheese. So even with the list, when my sister and I were writing the wine list, it was like, oh, let's just focus on bubbles. And everybody thought like, oh, you know, you should do this or this. And I was like, you know what? We're going to celebrate that we're still here. We're going to like serve 10 bubbles by the glass. We're going to just have a wild time.
No joke. All right, sandwiches on Marketplace. Who's having?
Woohoo!
Honestly, I skipped breakfast today because I knew I was coming here. I knew I was coming here. Can I have one of those, please? And also a demi baguette.
I did also visit Kippered, by the way, Lydia's bar next door with all that champagne and 80 plus types of tinned fish. I am still a little floored by the whole tinned fish thing. Do not at me about it being the new thing.